You're listening to Radiotopia Presents from PRX's Radiotopia.
Hey there, I'm Audrey Mardavich, managing producer of Radiotopia. As you probably know, we're in the middle of the annual Radiotopia fundraiser. Right now, we really need your help to get to 35,000 donations. Now is the time to show your support for Radiotopia at radiotopia.fm. As you probably also know by now, Radiotopia is a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts. We bring you amazing shows like Ear Hustle and 99% Invisible, Criminal and Everything is Alive, The Illusionist, and this one that you're listening to right now, Showcase. If you listen across the Showcase feed, you'll find stories about the shift from analog to digital culture, an 80s video game conspiracy theory, the intersection of creativity and depression, stories about being Black in America, and so much more.
Earbuds are like a dream of the sound that Radio City's designers were after. They are an auditorium without walls. And our digital devices are not only portable, they tap into a seemingly limitless cloud of sounds.
Mr. Portman.
So he needs 10 luxury sedans.
I'm Terry Gross.
All right, let's do this. How are you, folks?
There's a game in the Pacific Northwest that was really popular. A lot of people had adverse reactions to it.
This game would make every kid who played it go crazy or
lose control of their thoughts or feel like they're being controlled.
Some people have talked about the connection between Polybius and MKUltra.
Placing it somewhere where everybody thinks everything is a myth and an urban legend to begin with, kind of smart cover.
He claims he was abducted.
There's no way this could possibly be real.
I spent my whole life people not believing me. I'm to the point where I don't care anymore.
I can't say why I did it the first time.
We all have them.
One lie become a second lie.
We all live with them.
And the third lie is coming just to camouflage the two other lies.
Secrets.
I really genuinely enjoyed the art of deception. I enjoyed deception.
At the elementary school he went to, all the parents and teachers knew me because I'd pick him up every day. And the dreadlocked Black man picking up a little blonde, blue-eyed white kid who runs around and screams, "Daddy!" was, well, memorable. Whenever anyone stared at us, I could feel that fear bubbling in my heart, but I would just look at my son and concentrate on him, because he's my son, and I am his dad.
In 1998, a brain scientist named Alice Flaherty developed a mysterious mental illness. She couldn't stop writing. She scribbled on walls and even covered her own skin with words. As she tried to figure out what was wrong with her mind, she turned to a memoir by the world-famous author William Styron. He had battled suicidal depression and writer's block.
And it suddenly hit me that what he had was the opposite of what I had.
There's this assumption that we're all the same kind of Black.
Before leaving home, I would check the mirror to make sure my head wasn't peasy.
Okay, so get this. He said he would tell our son not to wear a hoodie and not to go out late at night.
But now I check to make sure it's peasy enough.
Peasy? I don't even know that one.
Same experiences.
Same reactions to stuff.
Well, guess what?
You just want to be the person who, you know, can't figure out who you are. You just want to be the tragic mulatto.
We're going to stoop this out.
We on this side believe that you on that side are a bunch of mother and you think the same thing about us.
The United Nations demanding the Security Council condemn Moscow.
Pick up the phone.
We do not have a picture yet.
From Showcase, a production of PRX's Radiotopia.
Okay, Spider, this is Houston. We do have a TV picture. We are receiving no voice.
This is Space Bridge.
I understand you're receiving no voice.
Now is the time when you can help us keep all of the many parts of Radiotopia thriving. And here's yet another reason to donate now. Have you heard of Radiotopia Plus? It's our donors-only podcast that goes deep with all of the Radiotopia producers through questions about life, culture, and really important things like favorite snacks, what their moms think about their shows, and what they wanted to be when they were little. It's our special stash of audio that no one else hears. And you get access to Radiotopia news, like show trailers and other network secrets, before we announce them publicly. If you make a donation by December 20th, you'll receive info about Radiotopia Plus, as well as a secret hotline number to call and ask your burning questions about whatever's on your mind. Your questions might be featured on a future episode of Plus. And just a heads up, there's a special episode of Plus dropping on December 20th that you will not want to miss. Go to radiotopia.fm to donate now. That's radiotopia.fm. Thanks so much.
Radiotopia. From PR.